Human beings are relationship manufacturing creatures. We cannot help but create and anthropomorphize the things we interact with over and over again. So whether it's the cars we drive, the clothes we wear, the tools and softwares we use, we eventually prescribe characteristics to it, a personality, and we expect it to behave a certain way, and that's how we sort of interact with it. Now, first impressions are important for the starting of any relationship because it's the one we tell over and over again, right? And there's something special about how we regard that origin story. I'll give you an example. If you're on a first date with somebody, and you're having a nice dinner, and you catch them picking their nose, you are probably not going to have another date with them, right? But if you're married to someone for about 20 to 30 years, and you catch them on the bark and larger, digging for gold, right? You don't immediately like call your lawyer, right? And then say, like, we have a problem here. I need to start drawing up papers for divorce. You shrug your shoulders and say, at least he has a heart of gold. So something about first-time interactions means that the threshold is so much lower in terms of pass-fail. So in software, and for most products and internet software that we use, like, first impressions are pretty obvious. And they're the things that you see a lot of companies sort of pay attention to in terms of what they send their marketing people to work on. My argument for people who are very good at product is they discover so many other first moments, and they make those something memorable, right? The very first email you ever get from a piece of software, what happens when you first log in,